Sinner Snippet series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shleima, Chol Yisrael, in particular, Hananya Shmuel Lipa ben Charnalea, and all those who are looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. We've been learning and studying the second bracha, Birchas Kriya Shema Ava Rabba, this magnificent bracha in which we express our gratitude to Hashem. The ultimate gift and the ultimate expression of love that He could show was to grant us His sacred Torah, to give us access to His timeless blueprint for creation, the manual for how to lead the most meaningful lives. And that's why, throughout this paragraph, throughout this bracha, Rav Yerucham points out, Ava chemla liyachedcha bi'ava, Torah and love are synonymous. Love binds two people, two things, and Torah is what binds us, connects us to the Ribono Shel Olam. So we began last time, chemla gedola v'seira chamalta aleinu, with a great and abundant chemla, with compassion, with pity, with that pity, you had pity for us. Why was that necessary? So we mentioned last time from the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Shir Shir, the beginning of Ava Rabba corresponds with Matan Torah. The Ava Rabba, that great love was, He granted us the Torah, but we violated that will, that trust, with Chayta Egel. Then He had Rachmanis, He had pity, Chemla. Chemla is the generosity that comes after anger. And the Yisera is, and this is the Chap, the chemla gedola v'yisera chamalta. The yisera is that after the mistake, when we owned up, when we came back, when we worked hard, when we reconciled, the love with the Ribono Shel Olam was even stronger than before the mistake. The Rinas Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander points out, that's what it means, b'makom shebali tshuva omdim, in tzadik gomor yochol omod. It means that a person who's made a mistake, when one makes the mistake, they learn about themselves. When one makes the mistake and owns up and improves, it propels them forward. So b'makom shabali tshuva omdim, somebody who struggled, somebody who confronts shortcoming, somebody who nevertheless perseveres and breaks through, that individual is even more elevated, is to say at a higher level than the person who never struggled to begin with. Sheva yipol tzadik v'kam. It doesn't say sheva yipol v'kam tzadik. It doesn't say seven times you fall down, and if you get up, then you're a tzaddik. It says, sheva yipol tzaddik. Seven times the tzaddik falls. What makes them the tzaddik then is the come. So the notion of falling, stumbling, the notion of being imperfect, fallible, the notion that our relationship with Hashem, unfortunately, tragically, but very humanly, is not linear. It's not direct, but rather it's cyclical, or fortunately, it's imperfect. But nevertheless, that's not something to feel dejected by, but to recognize that Yisera, that even stronger, even greater, if we come back, the chemla, the pity, the rachmanas, the compassion He shows us when we've struggled, when we've come up short, but nevertheless we overcome in order to continue, then it's not just chemla, it's not just the love that He feels for us post-anger, but it's Yisera, it's even greater. Rabbi Leib Chassman says, the word Yisera is teaching us that whatever we think the chemla of Hashem, the greatest image or the greatest picture of compassion that we could possibly have, Yisera, Hashem's love and His compassion for us, is still yet greater than that. We can't begin to scratch the surface. We cannot begin to comprehend or understand His love, His compassion for us. And so the only thing we can describe is that it is Yisera, goes above and beyond. It's even more than whatever we can imagine. It's more than whatever we could dream or we could think. Avinu Malkeinu ba'avur avoseinu shebotcha b'cha v'atalamdeim chukeichaim kein tachaneinu slamdeinu. Avinu Malkeinu. Very interesting that here in the context of Ava Rabba, we're talking about the great love and we're talking about the great gift of Torah, we refer to Hashem specifically in this context as Avinu. What is the connection between a bracha that celebrates receiving Torah and seeing Hashem as our Father? So Rashi, the beginning of the third parak of Bamidbar, points out that anyone who teaches someone Torah, it's as if they gave birth to them. It's as if they're their father. And so Hashem granting and gifting us Torah is the affirmation that He is in fact our Father. Because Avinu Malkeinu, you're our Father, You granted us Torah. So the goal of Torah is to do mitzvos. And in that sense, we are avadim. So therefore, he is Malkeinu. So first is Avinu, then Malkeinu. Not Malkeinu, Avinu. Because the higher level is Bonim. Benkachu, Benkach, Kriyim, Bonim. Hashem loves us no matter what. Like Reb Meir, even though we don't normally pask him. But in this context, Hashem loves us like a parent loves a child unconditionally. It doesn't mean that a parent never has to give punishment or teach consequences or hold accountable. Parent, of course, has to do all those things. A good parent needs to hold accountable, to teach. But yet the parent loves the child. They see the child as an extension of themselves and loves that child unconditionally. Avinu. We are Hashem's children. He holds us accountable. And He teaches us consequences. He punishes us when we deserve or need. But yet, we should never, ever forget that He loves us unconditionally. And the reflection or expression of that love is that He gave us Torah. Because someone who teaches Torah to another is like they give birth, it's like to their father. Hashem is our father in the most literal sense, but also by virtue of the fact that He gave us and granted us His Torah. Now that we have Torah, we're bound by an obligation to do mitzvos, and therefore Malkeinu. We also have to be avodim. Life is an avoda. We're avdei Hashem. But first is Avinu, and then we continue with Malkeinu. You see this Avinu Av Harachaman. We continue Av Harabba with that same theme. Avinu Malkeinu, in the very next sense, Avinu Av Harachaman. So the Magid Tzedek points out that we see this elsewhere. I'll leave you with this question to think about overnight. We're about to say it in the Shemon Esrei for Marav. We say Avinu and Hashivenu, Avinu L'Sor Asecha, and Slach Lanu Avinu. Why those two brachas of the Amida do we refer to Hashem as Avinu? Not in Shema Koleinu, not in Hashiva Shevtenu. He is Avinu when we ask Him to bring us close to His Torah, and we ask Him to forgive us. Why specifically in those two?